Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here in Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. I got everybody's here. I'm here. Frank's here. And soon, Dr. Carly's going to be with us for the second half of the show. It's the third Tuesday, so our wellness expert will be here. And coming up on Thursday this week, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group out of Boulder, Colorado is going to be here. He's been with us before. He's our natural vision expert, and he'll also be with us next Tuesday on the 25th, so our shortwave listeners will be able to hear what John has to say. So if you have macular degeneration and cataracts and nearsightedness or whatever the case may be, John has some natural solutions for you, and he's very knowledgeable, so we're gonna be chatting it up with him for a couple of days here. And We got a great show. We do have a crack report, but we're also going to be talking about things that are grossly underestimated today. That's right. First part of the show, that's what we're going to cover, and it's all about empowerment. We're going to tap into some real power and get you where you probably thought you'd never be able to go. And let's do the crack. No, I got to do my Semper Fi. They salute in Semper Fi to my righteous men and women in uniform. Can't forget our folks in the military that are doing their jobs, and we're going to lift them up in prayer and let the Lord put his hand upon them and keep them all safe and sound. And, you know, I'm just expanding that prayer to all of America. Every one of you out there is safe and sound, healthy and well. Have a sound mind, good judgment. And so I hope you'll join me in seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees, because we need some supernatural help to turn this nation around. We've got some issues, and we're only going to get where we need to go unless the Lord helps us. And if it's his will, he will. But it's our job to ask. So find the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. What do we got here in the cracker? Let's see. This is a new study that was published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine on alcohol and its related issues to breast cancer. The International Agency for Research on Cancer has collected a bunch of evidence, some scientific studies from 2009 to 2013, and they wanted to see if there was some correlation link between, you know, alcohol consumption and breast cancer. And their conclusions support alcohol consumption does lead to higher rates or risk of breast cancer. And the main cause, they said, was the ethanol oxidation and the byproduct of the alcohol, which is acetaldehyde. I guess that's how you pronounce that. Acetaldehyde. Anyway, say that three times fast. Anyway, it reaches the breast tissue through the bloodstream, and it metabolizes there, generates various carcinogens and causes breast cancer, they say. So the side effects of the alcohol can enhance or even diminish various factors like age. You know, age can be a factor, hormonal status, your nutrition, frequency of drinking, and so forth. So early age drinkers, they said, you know, the young adults, the adolescents, if they start drinking, they have a greater risk of developing cancer, because the alcohol, the carcinogenic effect of the alcohol, has a greater impact on developing or growing tissues. Whereas pre- or postmenopausal women, for instance, they're not as a high risk as the adolescents are. They did review their nutrition also. The World Cancer Research Fund was looking at the vitamin B and folate factor. They said sometimes, you know, if you get too much alcohol in the system, if you're drinking too much, it kind of depletes you of the vitamin B. And they did say that consuming foods that are rich in folate, like asparagus, romaine lettuce, and spinach, and turnip greens, and lentil, and collard greens, and parsley, very important if you tend to be a heavy drinker, to put those vitamins back in the system. So the study concluded that binge drinkers are at a very high risk of developing breast cancer. So no conclusions were drawn on the particular type of alcohol, whether, you know, beer, wine, or hard liquor. They did say the acetaldehyde carcinogenic effect was confirmed, that basically if you have spirits with red wine that have the photochemicals, the phenolic compounds, it tends to combat some of those cancer compounds naturally, reducing your relative risk. So, but, you know, drink responsibly, they say, and, you know, not too often. Moving along in the quack report, let's see, antibiotics, they think, are causing diarrhea, fatal diarrhea in children. This was out of the CDC. They say that doctor-prescribed antibiotics could be contributing to fatal diarrhea in children. The pediatric community says the Clostridium difficile infection usually tends to follow a round of antibiotic therapy, so which can be fatal for kids. This is a report out of the Medical News, and they say if the balance of the microbe population is upset, you know, your bacterial floras in your digestive system, which usually gets that way if you're on an antibiotic treatment, you will lose vital protection, they say, from these beneficial bacterias, and then you can get the deadly diarrhea, which can create more toxins, inflame the lining of the intestine, and cause colitis. So apparently 73% of the cases, the kids were prescribed antibiotics 12 weeks before they got the diarrhea infection. So apparently the CDC is reluctantly changing the some recommendations on antibiotics to reduce hospitalizations. 150,000 hospitalizations from deadly diarrhea, and they hope to save 20,000 lives this way. Yeah, over-prescribing antibiotics. What else is in the quack report? Let's see, liver transplant for one animal to another. Apparently, the liver knows what to do to shift gears and fit in. Apparently, liver is one of the organs of the human body that's capable of true regeneration. It could grow back with scar tissue, and also if you have a large part surgically removed, the liver can regenerate to full size eventually. Liver cells never lose memory. They say they can grow a new organ and can grow to enlarge or shrink to fit, depending on the situation. So they say a liver from a large dog, for instance, if they put it in a small dog, the liver quickly shrinks to the appropriate size for the new host. And they also say this, the same thing for, you know, organs for children, that the organ will shrink to fit the child. Now, the resizing ability of the liver was also, get this, observed in the interspecies transplant. So when they took a baboon liver and transplanted into a human, they observed its grew to human full size. Creepy. Ugh, animals. Animal organs transplants into humans. I don't know about that. Last but not least in the quack report, let's see. Bionic plants are going to be part of our future, apparently. This is a MIT team of researchers. Their research is published in the Journal of Nature Materials. Biologists and engineers are turning to plants, and they're tweaking them to be chemical warfare detectors, apparently. They want them to be able to let us know when there's sarin gas or explosives about. So they've succeeded in the flowering Arab Diapostis thiolina plant into a pollutant detector. And the team began by first working out how to boost the plant's ability to convert light to energy so that it could rebuild its energy sources while working as a detector over long periods. And they did that by manipulating the chloroplasts, which manage photosynthesis and chlorophyll in the plant. The sensors themselves come in the form of carbon nanotubes that detect nitric oxide, and the carbon nanotubes through pores in the plant's leaves can change the appearance and let us know if nitric oxide is around. So these are nanomaterials, folks, and they say they're going to offer us some promising ways to engineer plant functions, but the absorption and transport and distribution of these nanoparticles and photosynthetic organisms are a bit of a mystery. They're still working on that. So, but one day they say that plants potentially can be used in the army as sensors, right? Right? Or maybe your house plant can let Homeland Security know you just walked in the front door. What do you think? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
I know, I love plants, but seriously, just leave them as plants, okay? All right, let's talk about things that are grossly underestimated. Now, more and more people are recognizing the importance of self-empowerment. I just like saying it. I like reading that, self-empowerment. I just feel good when I see it, read it, and hear it. So a helping hand from a friend is desired and trusted over assistance offered by the government. So people are realizing that they are more powerful than they thought, and they're letting go of the nanny state. That's right. So as they reduce the government intrusion in their lives, they are discovering new abilities, new connections, and an alternative lifestyle, which, you know, has real health benefits, and, you know, it's free of the shallow promises offered by drug companies. So folks are empowering themselves, and they're utilizing powerful tools, you know, which have been grossly underestimated. So what is even more surprising is that health insurance companies like United Healthcare, you know what, they're telling their members that, quote, health experts say the power of health and wellness includes, you ready, herbs and spices, end of quote. So obviously, interest in medicinal herbs is on the rise, and it isn't just health insurance companies and the common folk that are interested. Pharmaceutical companies are looking into herbs for their newest drugs. So we're going to take a look at what folks are doing and what they're doing to empower themselves, okay? All right, let's go across the pond to the UK for a minute, because the people of the UK, they're very fond of their natural therapies and the herbs. Yes, they are. Because you know why? Well, the wait is so long to be seen by a licensed doctor is one of the reasons. So they've learned how to sidestep disease in most cases. Now, one of the leading experts on herbs in the UK is Jekka McVicar, and she says this: we are what we eat. We don't doubt that fruits and vegetables and seeds and nuts contain a range of vitamins, minerals, and cancer-fighting properties, yet the nutrient content and medicinal properties of herbs are often overlooked, end of quote. But I don't want you to overlook them, okay? This is what we're talking about. Let's talk about the cure. I know that's a four-letter word we're never supposed to use. And let's talk about that compared to 100% mortality for just a second. Now, because as the years go by, the truth about the allopathic treatment for cancer, for instance, you know, it's showing its dirty little petticoat. Many respected doctors are now saying that the treatments modern medicine promotes for the treatment of cancer, although profitable, have a 100% mortality rate. So it's no surprise that doctors who are diagnosed with cancer are turning to the nutrition and foods instead of chemo. Now, Dr. Winston Craig, professor of nutrition at Andrews University in the United States, says that you want lots of foods and flavonoids paired with natural vitamin C to magnify the power of the flavonoids so you can negate the oxidative free radical stress causing cancer. So he recommends foods rich in flavonoids and vitamin C, such as milk thistle, thyme, rosemary, onions, garlic, dandelion root, sage, chamomile, and green tea. Now, he goes on to say that to prevent tumors, you want these herbs to contain photochemicals known as terpenoids. And they're very powerful antioxidants, he says, and they attack tumors. So what he does is he adds to the previous herbs I just gave you, he'll add fennel seed, peppermint, coriander, basil, cardamom, and lemongrass. And if you ever wondered about the time when your power went out and you were worried about all that food that you had in your fridge that might spoil, let's talk about that for a minute. Because if you're ever faced with a long-term power outage, you can turn to some herbs to help preserve some of your foods. Now, long before GE made refrigerators, people relied on herbs to keep food from spoiling too quickly. So root cellars were also used to keep foods cool, and hunters would use thyme herb, T-H-Y-M-E, thyme herb, to help tenderize game. They just caught some meat. So the thyme added, you know, vibrant flavor to the meat, but it also contains antibacterial properties to preserve the meat and to help it also when you digest it. So some good herbs to have on hand really are going to be sage and rosemary, bay leaves, and thyme. So it's going to preserve your meat, make it more palatable and improve your digestion. Of course, you know, you don't want to forget salt. You know, sometimes you need salt to preserve your meats. And of course, you can pick up some sun-dried salt. That'll be the best kind. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have that. All right, let's talk about some self-treating care, because you know what? In the good old days, you know, people really didn't have money to pay city physicians or have the ability to travel to the big city. So they became experts at self-treating things like colds and infections. And mothers and grandmothers would apply tea bags to treat pink eye, chaparral oil for itchy skin, cloves and garlic and mullein oil to deal with earaches, and mustard packs on the chest to break up congestion. So it is highly doubtful that generation after generation would continue to use these natural therapies if they weren't effective. You know, who keeps using something that don't work? Huh? Nobody. Nobody's smart. All right, let's talk about how you can preserve health, because our ancestors knew a thing or two about herbs that helped do that. They preserve your health. They would use herbs for immune boosting, and they would use herbs like, you know, garlic and onions and thyme and ginkgo and echinacea root, just to name a few. And they often did not know why these herbs helped to heal or prevent disease, but many herbs have what they call built-in anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, and antifungal properties. So many immune-stimulating herbs will help the immune system to produce lots of lymphocytes, which are made from your white blood cells. And your body will have to make a lot of them because their lifespan is just one day, and that's to help fight off infections. So your immune system, if it's healthy and strong, it continues to pump out those lymphocytes, macrophages, if you will, to gobble up infection. And what about cholesterol herbs? Well, our ancestors really didn't have to worry about cholesterol problems because they ate herbs to help keep cholesterol in the proper balance. So foods which they ate had red, pink, purple, or blue pigments in them, which contain anthocyanins to promote this, you know, proper balance for cholesterol. Now, you can add some rose hips if you want, and you can magnify that action, actually. So for healthy hearts, they also, you know, used lots of garlic and onions, and they had hawthorn berries. And what about those who are sensitive to sugars, you know, diabetics? Well, health agencies are recommending that folks with diabetes consume cinnamon for its polyphenols that work similar to insulin in controlling blood sugar levels. Now, some studies suggest you use a quarter to a half a teaspoon of cinnamon twice a day to help lower glucose and cholesterol and triglycerides by about 30%. You know what? I maybe would even add some white juniper berries called Juniper monosperma for more power to that cinnamon. Okay, just, you know, power it up. Why not? All right, what about the brain herbs, you know? Now, for the folks at themindunleashed.org, guess what they suggest? They suggest some herbs to help improve memory and even cognitive function. So many herbs can be combined to magnify the power, such as, you know, your ginseng and your periwinkle. Research from England at the University of Northumbria in Tyne, UK, suggests that this combination is excellent for those who suffer from ADHD and ADD. So ginseng and periwinkle seem to be helpful for those that are suffering from, you know, attention deficit disorders. Now, another herb is guta cola, known for its adaptogen action, and it helps to boost the brain function overall. It's helpful in improving the formation processing receptors and the synapse activity. You know, when you have a thought, there's this little electrical current, and it goes from one brain cell to another, and it jumps this little synapse. So actually, your guta cola will help with that whole function there. Now, this herb may also be the answer, I think, for the dumbing down of Americans, to be honest. Also, rosemary and ginkgo biloba together, very good combination. You pair them up, maybe even add a little cayenne. That's what I like to do for faster delivery of the nutrients. The University of Northumbria in the UK reported that rosemary and ginkgo improves the ability to carry out mental tasks, and people score higher on tests. So they think it's a chemical in the rosemary that they've called 8-chanol, which provides this benefit. So their research appeared in the Journal of Therapeutic Advances in Psychopharmacology. Now, the ginkgo biloba is known to help, you know, regenerate brain cells, they believe, and it is especially helpful for those who have been subjected to taking blood-thinning drugs, but not suggesting that you use the ginkgo with the drugs, okay? One or the other, folks. I'm not a big proponent of mixing those together. So ginkgo is excellent, especially for those that maybe, you know, think they have a little onset of Alzheimer's or some dementia, or people who have actually suffered from strokes. It's very helpful. All right. And what about some really strong, powerful types of natural therapies that we can use? You know, it appears that there's a whole lot of power in herbs that we can tap into without really needing a prescription. Now, the Greek word for power is dunamis, and it's where we get our English term dynamite. And it's okay. So as far as you know, healing opportunities go, herbs have more power than most people think. So where people tend to go wrong using medicinal herbs is they mix them with over-the-counter or prescription drugs, and it causes an absorption problem and a metabolism conflict. Or they may be too impatient, and they don't give the herbs time to work. So if you would like some dynamite immune boosting or organ cleansing herbs, hey, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will hook you up. They have a toll-free number, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Their international number is 704-885-0277. At 704-885-0277, or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, you can get there by typing in herbtalklive.com. It goes right there, too. Now, be sure to investigate their brain concentrate product that has the ginkgo, the rosemary, and the cayenne. They have herbs for the heart, the eyes, the blood sugar, the skin, a whole lot more. All your self-help needs are right there. And above all, folks, make sure any supplement you use is made from organic whole food ingredients. So be empowered. Give them a call today. And don't forget, spring is the perfect time to start your organ cleansing. So check that out. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're on the website, don't forget to sign up under the newsletters tab for your free subscription to a couple of newsletters, American Survival or Health Quest. They go out each week, and they're free. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Dr. Carly. Don't go anywhere.
Inside is hard to find. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Baby, I can too.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it's the third Tuesday, so that means we have our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, with us. And I encourage you to check out our website. You could go to the links page at thepowerherbs.com and click on her banner there to get on over to her website, which is reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. And she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you, Wendy.
And I'm sure you have little wonderful tidbits to share to empower us all. What have you on the agenda?
As far as good news, absolutely nothing.
Okay.
There's so much, it's hard to know even where to start. One thing that I think is important for people to realize is what the FDA is up to. It's really amazing. We've had lots of publicity about how they're proposing these new nutrition labels. I'm sure you've heard about that, right?
Yeah. I've seen it. They're working on it. Mm-hmm.
Right. Of course, the most important thing that will not be on the new nutrition label is whether or not the food has genetically modified organisms in it, nor will the pesticide content be discussed. So it's hilarious that, you know, they're spending all this money to make new labels when the most important things that people need to know will not be included.
Interesting. Well, did we expect anything less, I ask you?
No.
Okay.
Because that's what these agencies do, is the exact opposite of what they're supposed to do. And there was an article in the paper on Thursday, February 27th, in our Charlotte Observer on page 3A, and this was also covered on the news, that they're considering the combination of three human genes. So they're going to, you know, bring another individual's genes into the mix. And this is really very disturbing because, you know, this is mad science, basically.
So this was, I think, in order to, they're telling the folks out here that they're doing this to eliminate birth defects, I think, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what they want to do is eliminate the, I guess, damaged DNA from, I guess, the mother and replace it with a host DNA from somebody else.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, if they were really worried about damaged DNA, they would stop the vaccine program, because that's the longest-running source of damaged DNA, because basically when you have organisms and tissue cultures from other animals injected into you, there is a transposing of genetic material that actually inserts itself into your genetic structure. And if these mad scientists don't stop this, we're talking about the possible extinction of the human race. But, of course, you know, the radiation from Fukushima, the pesticides, all of these things we're being exposed to are very detrimental. So it's always, you know, the big picture.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I have a question, Dr. Carley. You used to be a surgeon. Did you say it was pediatric surgery you were involved with?
Well, pediatric surgery was my ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
I studied general surgery, mostly trauma surgery. And once I saw what was going on in the hospitals, I got out because, you know, I couldn't be part of that group anymore. But I did want to be a pediatric surgeon eventually.
Okay. Did you ever do any organ transplants at all?
Yes, I was.
You did?
Yeah, the hospital that I worked at, Downstate Medical Center, was highly involved in transplantation, and I did, you know, rotate on that service when I was a resident.
Okay, because I was just reading a report that maybe you can confirm or deny, that the liver, if it can shrink or enlarge itself to fit the cavity of the host. Have you ever noticed that?
Well, to some degree. I mean, you know, you're not going to be able to put in an adult liver into a child. Okay. But you could just take a specific lobe off, and yes, that's true to some degree.
Oh, okay, because that was a report. I thought, wow, you know, because I remember recently Sibelius was not approving that surgery for a young girl to get an adult liver, and I thought, well, what was the big deal then, you know?
Right, okay. Well, because it wouldn't fit in her, but like I said, they could just use a lobe. But once
right.
again, let me state that pretty much every surgery that they do for transplantation, the original disease is caused by vaccines in the first place. So, you know, as a matter of fact, the damage that vaccines cause on the microscopic level is like an organ transplant. If you have a vaccine made out of aborted fetal cells, your body's going to recognize those aborted fetal cells as foreign and develop an autoimmune reaction against them. So it's the same thing as a microscope on the microscopic level as what happens in a rejection phenomena on the big picture level with a transplant.
Oh, that was interesting there. I never would have thought of it that way, but all right. Wow. Okay. Well, Dr. Carley, do you have any plants in your house?
No, I have 3 dogs and 2 cats, so okay. I don't have any plants in my house because it just wouldn't work.
Didn't work. Okay. Well, I have a few plants. I typically love plants around, you know, kind of gives it a warmer look. But the MIT researchers are trying through nanomaterials. They say it's a way they engineer plant function so they can transport or redistribute nanoparticles. So they can convert your plant, they hope, into a some sort of a detector. So they can, you know, chemical warfare detectors, nitric oxide detector. You know, I guess you won't have to eventually, Dr. Carley, plug in those carbon monoxide detectors in your house. You'll just have some plants that'll just shout at you and tell you, hey, get out of your house. What do you think of that?
These people are insane. MIT also had done research. I have a copy of the paper where they found a way to decrease people's moral compass using magnetic impulses. And, of course, people have to realize this is the kind of crap that we are paying for. With our tax dollars. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they could shut down the NIH and the CDC and all these other agencies that are actually doing very bad things because nothing they do is actually helpful. And isn't it amazing how they believe that they can do better than nature? You know, nature got it all wrong, so let them play with nature and cause who knows what kind of horrific outcome to occur. It's really
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's from the cellular level of humans to plants to the atmosphere, our water. What was I reading? Roundup was 75%. Roundup can be found in our air, rainwater, soil. And it was a 12-year study that they did in the Mississippi Delta just to see what the agricultural region was doing, what, you know, how much glyphosate Roundup was there. And so, man, we've got 90,000 tons of this stuff. And do you think we're ingesting some of that? I would think we are.
Well, and once again, you know, why are they allowing it in the first place? Obviously, if they're doing studies to see how many tons we've got in our environment, they must realize it's bad. But
yeah.
Yet, you know, Monsanto is such a controller of things, you know, agriculturally. It's unbelievable. As a matter of fact, for farmers to get their farm aid, they must use fertilizers, including Roundup. It's mandatory for them to do so.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, it's mandatory for kids to have how many vaccines now before they go to kindergarten, Dr. C?
Well, if you live in New York City, I think it's up to 88 now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How many kids are going to survive that?
Very few. They'll all be damaged. They won't all die outright because that would be too obvious. But, right. You know, people have to do their homework. I always tell people, don't believe me. Check things out for yourself. I've been studying vaccines for about 17 years now, and there's no question in my mind that they are actually biological weapons. And now, after Bill Gates's polio vaccine, oral polio vaccine, caused the paralysis of over 55,000 children in India, they're now sending them to the Middle East, to all the countries that don't engage in usury. And so
Whoa.
They're going to paralyze so many children. It's pure evil.
Well, what do you know about synthetic pathogens? Let's touch on that for a second. You know, because a lot of people think of vaccines as having some sort of organic material in them.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by synthetic pathogens. I mean, anytime you hear the term emerging virus, you know that the virus emerged from a biological warfare laboratory, of which there's about 3,000 just in the United States alone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those are synthetic pathogens where they're taking some bug and manipulating it and making it more dangerous. And that's what they do.
Yeah, I was looking at a report that the Perelman School of Medicine, their Department of Medicine, is working on molecule controls of cellular growth to target pathobiology. And their work, they admit, is experimental, which will affect the human immune system.
Great. I mean, you know, all they have to do is leave us alone. You mm-hmm. know, our immune system would be just fine if they would keep their poisons out of our environment and keep their vaccines out of our bodies. You know, there's many ways to boost the immune system, including the herbs that you make, and homeopathics, which is the primary way that I teach people how to reverse their disease.
Right.
There's so many natural ways to boost right. your immune system. We don't need these mad scientists doing what they're doing. It's insane. There's no other way to put it.
Well, the reason I brought up the synthetic end of it is because Drexel University College of Medicine is working on synthetic biology with regards to infections. So I was wondering, you know, with synthetic pathogens, if they're considered bioterrorism weapons, you know, who's to say that Morgellons disease is maybe not a synthetic parasite experiment that went wrong?
Oh, I don't think it went wrong.
Yeah?
I think it went exactly the way that they wanted it to go. And yes, that's a very good example where they've actually made a parasite that is made up of fiberglass and all kinds of other ingredients that when it infects you, it creates a very, very, you know, terrible situation. These people suffer horribly having these fibers extruding from their skin, and that's one of the hardest things to actually get rid of. There is a homeopathic for that, but unfortunately, once you have that condition, the fibers are contaminating your entire environment. The easiest way to see them is with a black light. And to really get rid of the problem, you know, you have to totally decontaminate your environment after you do the detox, because otherwise these fibers will just reinfect you. Not just you, but your pets. I actually know of a case where someone got Morgellons because they bought a truck from someone that had the disease. Of course, they weren't notified of that. And just driving around in the truck, they contracted the problem.
Oh, boy. So Morgellons can be transferred to pets?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Once those fibers get inhaled or ingested by any organism, basically, they can get the problem as well. It's It's a horror. I mean, that is a crime against humanity. I don't know what lab that came from, but that obviously had to have been engineered.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you go to the Homeland Security Newswire, their website, you'll see just how advanced the area of synthetic biology is becoming. It's just crazy, freaky stuff. I mean, it's stuff like, you know, you'd expect to see in a movie or something. It's, you know, where are they getting these ideas? It's insane.
Right. And what's it doing on the Homeland Security site? I mean, if the Homeland Security was
Security per se. It's just the name of the website is Homeland Security Newswire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so they have a bunch of stuff up there that's kind of interesting. So your best estimate, how is it dispersed initially? Do you have an idea?
Well, it's impossible to find out the truth about situations such as this from the ones doing it. There are some people that say it may be being sprayed on us in chemtrails. There are some people that think it may be being put in food, especially processed meats. Who knows? Maybe it's being put in vaccines. But, you know, it's obviously something that was created intentionally to do damage. And it's epidemic at this point. For a long time, you know, the CDC did not even admit that it existed, you know, just like happens all the time. When chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia first came out, that was all in people's heads. They did the same thing with Morgellons. But now they're supposedly studying the problem.
Right. Well, I know it's global. It's not just the United States.
Exactly.
So I guess chemtrails may be the way it's going. I don't know. I'm glad you have a homeopathic for those that may need that. Plus, you know, they'll probably just have to gut their residence or, you know, just simply sell everything and move, right?
Well, you can decontaminate. As I said, using a black light will allow people to see where the fibers are, be it on themselves or in their environment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you can get the contamination down to a reasonable level, with different types of, you know, special vacuum cleaners and things like that, then perhaps you could get it to be manageable. But it's one of the worst things they've come up with.
Well, don't those fibers replicate?
Exactly. Yes.
Do they have to be in a host to replicate, or can they do that on a surface?
I don't know if they can replicate outside of the body, but they apparently don't die. I'm not really, like, silver kills pretty much every pathogen.
Right.
But I'm not aware if silver can kill Morgellons. So it's a tough situation. I really can't answer that question.
Okay. Well, all righty. Well, you know, more and more people are just, you know, deciding we're going to take care of this ourselves and we don't need the nanny state, which I'm so proud to hear. A lot of people just, you know, deciding to learn and do for themselves. And so all the years that you've been on the radio, I've been on the radio, it's just so nice to hear a good report like that. I can't tell you.
Well, and it's critical to your survival.
Yeah.
And that was one of the hardest things for me to face after, you know, spending 17 years after high school to go to, you know, college and medical school and residency, and then realize how corrupt the medical profession has become, where they're actually creating disease and curing nothing. If people want to learn the history of the medical mafia, get the book, The Medical Mafia, by Canadian physician Guy Lane Lang Tote, L-A-N-C-O-T. And that tells it all, pretty much how the Rockefellers came in the early 1900s and took over control of the medical school, all the medical schools in this country, brought in Big Pharma. And now we see the result of that, where, you know, they're creating diseases and then managing them very badly because, of course, the side effects are legion from all the drugs that they're giving.
Well, how long were you in medicine practicing before you decided to exit?
Well, I was an attending physician in the emergency room of Kings County Hospital for 4 years after I got out of medical school. Mm-hmm. And the things that I saw, I just, euthanasia, research fraud, experimentation on people, it was so evil, I just could not even be involved with this group anymore. So
the word has it that there's more alcoholics in doctors and nurses than any other profession. Is that pretty accurate?
I don't know about that, but I certainly know that the people that have a conscience are leaving the profession in gigantic numbers. And actually, it's really kind of funny because Obamacare is going to destroy medicine. And that's exactly what the doctors deserve because they allowed this takeover of medicine by the government to happen, where now, you know, you can't do what you want to do with a person, you know, especially if it involves any kind of natural therapy. You have to go by their protocols that they have developed. You know, if you diagnose a condition, then you give a certain drug and that's it. And there's many people that are leaving. Eventually, what I predict is going to happen is that the doctors, most of the doctors will be gone. Some surgeons, like orthopedic surgeons, will still be needed. But eventually, physicians, assistants, and nurse practitioners will be pretty much what's left because they can pay them much less. Mm-hmm. And then after they're gone, it'll get to the point where, you know, you go into a room, you sit at a computer, you type in your symptoms, and they spit out a prescription. Because why do you need a thinking human being if that thinking human being is not allowed to do what they know needs to be done, especially warning you about all the toxins you're being exposed to? That's the first thing people have to do. And that's what I do with my clients, is you have to teach them. What is bad? What's killing you? And the list is endless. You know, pesticides, fluoride, aspartame, all these different things that you can avoid to whatever degree you can avoid, and to learn about, you know, actual nutrition and, of course, drinking good water and those kinds of things. That's what your body needs.
Absolutely. So it's all about, you know, stop doing what you've been doing to get sick. And get some toxin removal and good nutrition in. Cleanse and nourish the body. Right, Doc? And the body is resilient. It can heal itself if you just treat it right.
Exactly.
Well, we're out of time. Dr. Carly, you'll be back next month, though, right?
Yes, I will.
Awesome. Well, keep writing those great articles in the American Survival, and folks, sign up. It's on thepowerups.com. They're free. Thanks, Dr. Carly. We'll talk with you next month.
Thank you, Wendy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.